All right, so here we go. This is what I'd like for you to help me think through. Let's help each other. Let's all help each other think through this, even if we're not able to reach a conclusion right now. And I'll be honest with you, I don't intend to have to reach a conclusion about what I'm getting ready to discuss. Not now. I really do want to wait until I can get more information about it. It has to do with the incident that occurred in Dallas some weeks ago when the police officer fatally shot that man who was in his own apartment. Now, she claims that she thought it was her apartment. And one of the things that I was wondering when I first heard about this was, okay, so did they live right next door to each other? I could almost kind of see a person making possibly a mistake. I mean, to me, it would be a huge stretch. But I could almost kind of see a person making the mistake thinking, oh, I thought I was in my apartment, if the one that they went into that was not theirs was next, right next door to the one that was there. Again, for me, even that would be a stretch. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. According to the information provided, the police officer, Amber Geiger, who shot dead Botham Jean inside his apartment, the two lived on different floors. Same apartment complex, but on different floors of the same apartment complex. Now, I can't help but wonder if this lady really thought she was in her apartment after having gone to a different floor. Now, it would be one thing to go next door, and especially if the knob is on a different side of the door than hers. That's why I said even if the two apartments had been right next to each other, that to me would be a stretch. How the other thing that came to my mind when I first heard about this was, okay, so you live here. You live in your apartment. You know what your apartment looks like, even in the dark. Now, that's not to say that you'll feel totally comfortable walking around with absolutely no lights on because you might stumble over something here, something there. But you know what your apartment looks like. You know what your apartment smells like. There's a feel that our homes begin to have that we become familiar with. I'm talking about the atmosphere in our homes. She went to a different floor from the one that she lived on. A different floor. Come on now. How do you not know you're on a different floor than the floor that your apartment is on? How do you not know that? But Amber Geiger went to a different floor of the apartment complex in which she lived. She claimed that the door to the apartment that Botham Jean lived inside of was partially open. She said the door was ajar. That's what she claims. And she says she saw a large silhouette in the nearly dark apartment. A large silhouette in the nearly dark apartment. Claiming she thought it was a burglar. She went to a different floor, opened the door to the apartment. She did not realize she was on a different floor, nor did she realize when she saw the apartment, because she still had to open the door. If it was already just ajar, she still had to open the door to get in there. And when she opened the door, she still didn't recognize that she was not at her apartment. She didn't recognize that that was not her furniture, that that was someone else's apartment. She didn't realize that. And so she shot and killed. What do you think? Suppose that this, and I want to ask you now, let's not make race the main issue. Let's make the facts the main issue. This lady went to a different floor than the one that her apartment is on. How could she be that confused? When you move into an apartment for the first time, you move in the first day, there are few people, if any, who ever get confused as to whether or not they're on the right floor when they go to their apartment. And after opening the door that she claims was ajar, usually there's some kind of light on the outside of the apartment complex. There's some level of light. People are trying, you know, apartment complex owners and managers are trying to keep the place somewhat safe. Don't want any lawsuits, and hopefully their primary goal is just to keep their tenants safe as possible. There are lights out there. You open that door up, some of that light is going to shine in there, even if the door, the dark is, the most of the lights are out. According to the arrest warrant, she had walked into that apartment after completing, after getting off work that night. Where was he when she walked in? Why would he have had his door ajar at night? Was he waiting for someone? Was he expecting someone? Maybe her? Was the door actually ajar when she got there? She saw a silhouette, a large silhouette, in what she claimed she thought was her apartment. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the tape of her 911 call, but she did a pretty good job of putting a lot of emotion into it and, you know, claiming, you know, several times on the tape, I thought I was in my apartment. I thought it was my apartment. And plays, or at least expresses it as though this was truly an accident that she did. She thought she was in her own place. She did not mean to shoot a man in his own apartment. I'm wondering how she determined and when she determined that she was not in her own apartment. I'm wondering, when she first shot the man and he went down, did she think she had shot him while still thinking she was, and they were both in her apartment? Did she still think they were both in her apartment? How did she figure it out? How and when did she figure out she wasn't in her own apartment after all? Well, she's been indicted on murder charges, and they'll be having, oh, by the way, and the gentleman she shot was someone who worked for Price Waterhouse Coopers, the multinational professional services firm who has an office in Dallas. Perry Broadcasting. So we now have a family who is suffering the loss of a loved one. because a cop didn't realize she was not in her apartment when she shot this man. All right, till next time.